In the previous episode, we brought to light the voices of Reform Judaism and the American Council for Judaism, whom strongly oppose Zionism and the Zionist entity. The number of voices was still so overwhelming that it was necessary to devote yet another episode to show more of Judaism's noble voices whom are defending their centuries-old faith against Zionism. Let's continue to disassociate Zionism from Judaism by the very statements of the followers of Judaism themselves. The Neturei Karta. The Neturei Karta is an international group of Jews united against Zionism. They believe Zionism is fundamentally heretical to the core beliefs of Judaism, and they strongly reject the Zionist policy of aggression against any and all peoples. The group was founded in Jerusalem, Palestine, in 1938, splitting off from Agudas Yisrael. Agudas Yisrael was established in 1912 for the purpose of fighting Zionism. But according to the Neturei Karta, gradually lured by money, honor, power, and position, the Agudas Yisrael sold out to the golden calf of Zionism. Those who wanted to maintain their pure Jewish faith and continue the struggle against Zionism disassociated themselves from Agudas Yisrael. The result was the creation of the Neturei Karta. Neturei Karta means guardians of the walls or guardians of the city, and they consider themselves the true Jews defending Judaism from the evils and corruption of Zionism. Mission Statement. Their mission statement: in addition to condemning the central heresy of Zionism, we also reject its policy of aggression against all peoples. Today, this cruelty manifests itself primarily in the brutal treatment of the Palestinian people. We proclaim that this inhuman policy is in violation of the Torah. Neturei Karta International seeks peace and reconciliation with all peoples and nations. Background. In the words of the Neturei Karta, over the years, a number of Jewish Neturei Karta activists and followers were forced to abandon the country Palestine, in which they and their families had been living in for many generations prior to the establishment of the illegitimate so-called State of Israel. Some of the reasons that these Jewish individuals had to leave their homes in Palestine included an ideological refusal by them to live under the illegitimate, heretical Israeli regime, their being exiled by the Zionist government for their insistence upon remaining independent of the illegitimate, heretical regime, their being unable to live a normal family life because they and their families were persistently being harassed, repeatedly being incarcerated, and many times were even physically tortured by the Zionist police and their agencies. This situation for Jews living under the Zionist government of Israel caused a dispersion of faithful Jews, which resulted in the emergence of various Neturei Karta establishments, including synagogues, educational institutions, publishing houses, and organizations on the broader international scene. Judaism is not Zionism. According to the Neturei Karta, the world must know that the Zionists have illegitimately seized the name Israel and have no right to speak in the name of the Jewish people. They state that the past century has seen the rise of the Zionist philosophy, which transforms Judaism from a religion to a nationalism, from spirituality to materialism. It is a lie which has brought many innocent people untold suffering, and if unchecked, has the potential to create extraordinary tragedy in the future. It is the lie that declares that Judaism and Zionism are identical. Judaism is the belief in the revelation at Sinai. It is the belief that exile is a punishment for Jewish sins. On the other hand, Zionism has for over a century denied synaptic revelation. It believes that Jewish exile can be ended by military aggression. Zionism has spent the past century strategically dispossessing the Palestinian people. It has ignored their just claims and subjected them to persecution, torture, and death. True Torah Jews the world over are shocked and pained at this short-lived dogma of irreligiosity and cruelty. Thousands of faithful Torah scholars and saints have condemned this Zionist movement from its inception. They, the true Torah scholars, know that the pre-existing good relations between Jews and Muslims in the Holy Land was bound to suffer as Zionism advanced its unholy cause. The so-called State of Israel stands rejected on religious grounds by the Torah. Its monstrous insensitivity to the laws of basic decency and fairness appall all men, be they Jewish or not. The true Jews are against dispossessing the Arabs of their land and homes. According to the Torah, the land should be returned to them. The Neturei Karta regret that the Zionist state has usurped the holy name of Israel, and we regret that the Zionists so often pretend to speak in the name of the Jewish people and assume the right to act on our behalf. One means of misleading many Jews and all too many non-Jews is the Zionist misuse of names and symbols sacred in Judaism. They use the holy name Israel for their Zionist state. They have named their land acquisition fund with a term that traditionally implies the reward for piety, good deeds, and charitable work. Condemnation of and segregation from anything connected to or affiliated with the so-called modern-day State of Israel is based on the Talmud, the key fundamental doctrine of the oral tradition handed down by God to Moses on Mount Sinai. The Talmud, in Tractate Kesubos, teaches that Jews shall not use human force to bring about the establishment of a Jewish state before the coming of the universally accepted Moshiach, Messiah from the house of David. Furthermore, it states that we are forbidden to rebel against the nations and that we should remain loyal citizens, and we shall not attempt to leave the exile which God has sent us into ahead of time. The Jewish people are chosen not for domination over others, not for conquest or warfare, but to serve God and thus to serve mankind. Rabbi Amram Blau, the greatest leader of the Neturei Karta, an inspired and dedicated leader whose compassion equaled his courage, Rabbi Amram Blau. He could not keep silent in the face of injustice, immorality, or hypocrisy, so he stood up to the Zionist entity. He was the beloved of Jews and respected by Christians and Muslims. He never left the Holy Land during his entire life since his birth in the very heart of Palestine, Jerusalem. In his writings, Rabbi Amram Blau stressed many times that Jews and Arabs have lived in harmony until the advent of political Zionism. Under his leadership, the Neturei Karta declared year after year that they did not recognize the legitimacy of the Zionist state or the validity of its illegitimate laws. Astonishingly, the great Rabbi Blau was imprisoned in Jerusalem, not by the Ottoman authorities, not by the British colonizers, not by the oppressed Arabs, not by the Palestinians, but by the Zionist Israelis themselves. And what was his crime? His crime was that he defended with vigor and honesty, without regard for his own safety, the holy character of Jerusalem against the innovations and encroachments of the Zionist entities. His crime? He fought for the sanctity of the Jewish Sabbath and actively opposed the inroads of indecency and immorality made under the illegitimate Zionist regime. In a letter dated January 1974, Rabbi Amram Blau states, "Nations of the world accepted the clear lie when they recognized the Zionists, those heretics who established their state through conquest under the name of Israel, as any part of the Jewish people. The nations thereby enabled the Zionist heretics to conquer the Jewish people themselves." In this episode, we just scratched the surface when dealing with the Neturei Karta, one of the oldest and strongest opponents of Zionism and the Zionist monster, Israel. So stay tuned, because in the next episode, we bring you the conclusion of defending Judaism from Zionism, the Neturei Karta.